Pro-Trump comedian Tony Hinchcliffe dethrones Joe Rogan on YouTube podcast chart. By Paul Bois on July 21, 2025. Pro-Trump comedian Tony Hinchcliffe has dethroned Joe Rogan as the king of podcasts, according to this week's YouTube weekly chart. The latest rankings show that the Kill Tony podcast outpaced the Joe Rogan Experience to earn the top spot on the top 100 podcast list. Per Mediaite. Rogan hasn't been surpassed since May, when True Crime Pod Rotten Mango edged its way into number one. Notably, Kill Tony and Rotten Mango usually go head-to-head for the third and fourth spots on the chart. This week the latter dropped to 10th place, the lowest the pod has charted since the ranking began being published, likely because it didn't air an episode this week. Checking in with the other top five, the Meatus Touch podcast sits at number three. Another True Crime Pod, 48 Hours, moved up to fourth this week, up two spots from last week. And with the space made by Rotten Mango's fall, The Y-Files, Operation Podcast, all of them, has taken the fifth spot. This pod, which takes deep dives on unanswered questions, usually charts within the top 10 but reached new heights in this ranking. An insult comedian, Tony Hinchcliffe became a prominent name during the 2024 campaign when he spoke at President Trump's rally in Madison Square Garden, which sparked some backlash with his joke about Puerto Rico being a pile of garbage. Comedian Jon Stewart later came to his defense, noting that Hinchcliffe had made a name for himself as an insult comic and was just doing what he does. Now, obviously, in retrospect, having a roast comedian come to a political rally a week before Election Day and roasting a key voting demographic probably not the best decision by the campaign politically, Stewart said. But to be fair, the guy's really just doing what he does. Hinchcliffe defended himself, noting that he offended everyone in his bit. Last night I gave a speech, I don't know if you heard about this, Hinchcliffe said on his podcast. It was a speech about free speech, believe it or not. I am currently under attack. I am the news. I referenced Puerto Rico, which currently has a landfill problem in which all of their landfills are filled to the brim. I am the only person who knew about this, unfortunately. With that said, I just want to say that I love Puerto Ricans. They're very smart people, they're smart, they're street smart, they're smart enough to know when they're being used as political fodder. Right now that is happening. I apologize to absolutely nobody, he continued. Not to the Puerto Ricans, not to the whites, not to the blacks, not to the Palestinians, not to the Jews, and not to my own mother, who I made fun of during the set. Nobody clipped that. No headlines about me making fun of my own mother. Perhaps that venue at that time wasn't the best fucking place to do this set at. But in any matter, to the mainstream media and to anybody trying to slander me online, that's what I do, and that's never going to change, he concluded. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.